We have a special guest, none other than BJ Hill, who is doing Walk Across America.
Good man, good man.
BJ Hill, welcome to Tech Talk with the Just Add Water Cats. How are you doing today, sir?
Pretty good. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing?
I am, you got most of that right. I am walking across America. I started in San Francisco on March 1st and went up through Nevada, Utah, Wyoming, South Dakota, down along the Mississippi, and now I'm here in Atlanta. And I'm heading back up to Boston, and I should be there right before the holidays.
Okay, right? I got a million questions for you.
Shoot.
Seriously. How are you paying for this?
I'm a teacher, actually. So okay. I'm one of those millionaire teachers that you've heard about.
It's a great dude.
Thanks, yeah.
You're a millionaire teacher?
Yeah.
That's an oxymoron, almost.
I got rich on the whole dot-com teaching bubble back then, you know? So.
Wow.
Yeah. So, trillionaire, actually. A trillionaire teacher, so.
Seriously?
Yes, go into education. There's a lot of money into it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm still going in, like, tomorrow, so I can get, like, trillion.
I was an education major. I might need to switch back.
I know, but seriously, I had a little savings before I left, and, you know, I get donations every once in a while on the road, and, you know, you can live pretty cheaply on apples and beef jerky. So.
Believe it, I know. I live pretty cheaply myself.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Except no ramen, because I don't carry a microwave with me.
Oh,
so,
yeah, ramen. So, let's see. You're talking about you started off in San Francisco. Like, what sites have you seen? I mean, how do people react when they hear about this?
Okay. One question.
Okay. How do people react when they see you?
Pretty good, actually. I carry a big backpack with me, and it has a big sign which has my website, walkamerica2008.com. And sometimes when I walk through towns or like I'm just sitting at a cafe or something, you know, they see the backpack and they'll actually come up to me and say, hey, you know, where are you walking from? Where are you going to? That kind of thing, which is great because, you know, what I'm doing is, or what I'm, the reason I'm walking is, you know, I'm not going into stores and I'm not knocking on doors and, you know, I'm not bothering people when they're walking, when they're working. And I probably should explain why I'm actually walking.
Before you finish, you're saying that people actually come up to you and ask you if you need a ride, like where you're walking
yeah,
to?
Yeah, plenty of times, actually.
That's nice.
Yeah. Because that never happened. When I'm walking and I'm tired and my feet hurt.
You got to run. Like, you got to run, man. It got to seem like there's a sense of urgency, like it's emergency.
All right, maybe I need to.
Okay. So what was the purpose you were about to say?
Right. The purpose of the walk is I'm actually collecting messages for the next president of the United States. So I carry a book with me, and I ask folks to write down something that's important to them or to their families that they think that, you know, John McCain or Barack Obama should know after one of them becomes president. So
now I realize that you can't tell us what the messages are, but...
Oh, no, I could, actually, yeah.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me one of the most interesting messages you've gotten.
Well, I'll tell you the most common message that I've gotten, and speaking of which, that's actually the price of gas. Everyone's talking about the price of gas all across the country. And, you know, some of the other ones are, you know, the economy, healthcare. Surprisingly, number four or five, I would say, is probably the war in Iraq. You know, it's kind of interesting to see how low that has fallen, you know, in the space of 5 years, you know, since we invaded in 2003. You know, now people have other things on their mind that, you know, that's important to them. So it really, what I'm doing is, you know, I'm letting people write it down in their, you know, in their own words, in their own writing, in their own spelling in most cases. And, you know, and it's interesting to see because this really is a snapshot of the American public in 2008. So.
Is there a place you would not want to walk through?
I was going to say, have you been robbed?
No, fortunately, knock on wood. You know, I think that, you know, I walked through East St. Louis a couple months ago. I walked through the west side of Atlanta earlier today. And, you know, the way that I see it is, yeah, you know, I could, you know, I guess I would be justified to take a bus through that part or, you know, take a taxi or whatever, you know. But I think that those places that are, you know, that are most depraved and most poverty stricken of all people, those are the people who really need to get their message, you know, to the president. Those are the people whose voices we really need to hear, you know. So I have no, you know, no regrets. Fortunately, you know, so far so good. I still have three more months, but. You know, I have no regrets about walking through, you know, low-income areas, just as I have no regrets about walking through high-income areas. You know, I'm trying to get as many voices as in as large a slice of Americana as possible. So,
okay,
I feel you. I'm actually kind of inspired right now to walk somewhere. Except I'm probably going to start with like Costa Rica because you know it's like real small.
Oh, Costa Rica! Yeah.
Or I highly recommend walking across Rhode Island. It takes about 24 hours. That's it. So that's
what only 24 hours. Only 24 hours.
That's a good. That's what we call a starter walk in the industry. So.
Oh, okay.
There's an industry.
That's what I want to know.
Industry. Yeah.
All right. If I want to do something like this, is there any way for me to get sponsored to do it? Like.
You know, it's not really what you're doing. I mean, I could be doing the best thing in the world. It's really, and I'm learning this, it's really who you know. You know, you really need to network as much as you can. And, you know, it's not just walking. It's if you have a great idea for an invention or, you know, if you're art students, you have a great piece of art or something. It's really who you know and who you can connect with and working your way from there. It's not what you're doing, it's who you know. And I hate to say it, but you know, it really is. That's the way things work. So
okay. Now if there was a message you would want to deliver to the American people, what would you say it would be right now?
Oh, that's an easy one actually. I tell people what I'm doing, and you know, I always get kind of like the cocked eyebrow, and they're like, "Oh, you know, you're walking. Aren't you ever afraid what's going to happen?" And you know, I got the whole, you know, did you get robbed thing, you know, mm-hmm. and people always ask me, "Oh, do you have any scary stories? You know, ever come close to death or anything?" And you know, it's really, you know, it's really a sign of the times that you know those. People are interested in that, and you know, you can turn on Fox and watch America's Most Wanted and Cops, and you know, and see really how dangerous America is. But man, I wish there was really a TV crew that followed me like over my shoulder, and because there'd be 100 times greater stories of people's generosity and what they've, you know, and how they've helped me out. Because I'm out there just with, you know, just me in a backpack. I don't have a support vehicle. I don't have a van. I don't know where I'm going to stay at night. But, you know, people come up and, you know, just drive by and they have no idea who I am, but just slow down and, you know, just to talk. Or, you know, hey, I saw you walking before. I went into town, bought you a thing of water. Hope you can use it or something, you know, or bought you a Coke or something. You know, just walking into, you know, diners in small towns and, you know, opening up conversation and, you know, and when I go to leave, I find out that someone else had already paid for my lunch for me, you know. People, you know, hey, you have a place to stay tonight? We have an extra bed downstairs. You're more than welcome to stay with us, you know? And, you know, it's just little things like that totally make my day. And it's really cool when those things happen. And it really makes me proud to be an American, to, you know, to know that there really are people who are still kind and still generous. And it's not all blood and guts like you see on TV. So,
okay. So for the listeners at home, how can they get more info and, I don't know if they can necessarily contact you, but what's some more information that they can subscribe to?
Okay, sure. Well, I'm actually, I end it today in Woodruff Park, mm-hmm. downtown, and I'll be leaving from there tomorrow morning and heading up to Lawrenceville. I always confuse Lawrenceburg and Lawrenceville. Lawrenceville, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be heading up to Lawrenceville and then South Carolina over the next couple of days. So if anyone sees me walking on the road, big backpack, big sign on the back, it says walkamerica2008.com. You know, please feel free to pull over, stop, chat, you know, sign my book, write your message. You know, you're definitely not bothering me. I can, you know, it totally breaks up my day when people, you know, just pull over to talk. So other than that, check out the website. It's www.walkamerica2008.com. And on that is a link where people can email me. So. Again, that's walkamerica2008.com.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Hill.
Thank you.
The trillionaire teacher. That's Walking America.
Word of advice, if you're going to walk through Atlanta again, don't take milepost.
Right. Stay away from milepost.
Seriously.
Or wear the Superman shirt. For the listeners at home that can't see Mr. Hill, he actually has on a Superman shirt, which I think is actually...
Pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. I think that's why you got all the generosity. Thanks, they think you're, you know, son of Jor-El. Around
so how long has it been so far?
7 months as of yesterday.
Months?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Okay.